You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Welcome to the No Spin News Weekend Edition.
All right, joining us now is a guy who's been tracking this, and I read his latest article, and I was very impressed by it, which is why you're going to see him. His name is Dr. William Doyle. He is the research director for the Caesar Rodney. Caesar Rodney is one of the founding fathers, a Delaware guy, Election Research Institute in Irving, Texas, from where Dr. Doyle joins us. Caesar Rodney, huh? I mean, you and me, we know him, but not a lot of other people. They go, Caesar Rodney? Was he a Roman emperor?
He's an important man. He actually showed up in person to vote.
Yeah, and he's a Delaware guy. I don't know if he liked Biden very much. Okay, very specifically, I've been saying from the jump that the Zuckerberg infusion of $400 million into five states has been unexplained. It is dangerous. What say you?
I think the Zuck Bucks thing, that by which he funneled $332 million through the Center for Technology and Civic Life and about $75 million for the Center for Election Innovation and Research, it is the big story of the 2020 election, in my view. And we've been reporting on that and analyzing that for the last 2 years.
And let me stop you. That story has not been reported. I'm one of the few journalists who even raised it. It's been totally blanked out. Now, from your article, I'm going to make this interview easy for you. You believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, that a lot of this money was paid to people in cities like Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Detroit, to go into nursing homes, elderly apartments, give these people votes, help them fill the votes out for Biden, take the votes to a so-called drop box where they were reported late into the evening and threw the election to Biden. Do I have it?
You have it roughly correct. I mean, they funneled all this money into these election offices, basically commandeered them and used them for get out the vote efforts for Joe Biden using practices like the ones you just described. Yes.
Is that illegal?
That's the problem. It seems to be an illegal gray area, but it should be illegal. It is illegal, I think, in 31 states now. It's like nobody could see this coming. And when it started happening, nobody really even knew about it until late in the summer of 2020. Nobody really knew what to make of it or what to do about it. Now, some of the things that were done in connection with that money, I think, were illegal. Electioneering. There might have been misappropriation of money because all this $330 million funneled into local election offices with no accounting oversight is really a mess. And for example, in Wisconsin, when the Wisconsin Election Commission gave people permission to fill out mail-in ballots with the qualification that they were disabled, that they were not able to make it to the polling place. That was illegal. So
yeah, so the people brought the ballots in rather than sending them in the mail, which you're legally, the states can do. If you petition, look, I need a mail-in ballot because I can't walk. So send it to my address. I'll fill it out and send it back. That's not what happened in a lot of cases. These highly paid people got the ballots, brought them in, and then said, well, the people were disabled, but there was no proof to that. Correct?
Right, right. As a matter of fact, people in Wisconsin were encouraged to use fear of catching COVID as an excuse for disability so that they wouldn't have to vote in person. And obviously that's illegal. Furthermore, I believe the Wisconsin Supreme Court, after the election, judged that those ballot drop boxes that CTCL money was used to pay for were illegal. So every ballot that was put in a ballot drop box in Wisconsin was technically an illegitimate ballot because there
should
never-
But the U.S. Supreme Court wasn't challenged on it and didn't rule on it, which is what should have happened. Now, when you have a system where there's this much money, and again, people are being paid to do this, all right? So there are people going out with ballots, physical ballots, going into people's rooms, apartments, homes, telling the person, this is what you have to do. The person does it, Biden for president. They take the ballot, they put it in a drop box. Those people get an enormous amount of money for doing that, paid for by Zuckerberg, correct?
Yes, exactly.
That's just shocking that is what we have right now in play in the United States. Some of that is mitigated by the states, as you mentioned, but some of it isn't. It's going to happen all over again.
You know how much money they spent? Do you know how much money CTCL spent in Georgia, Bill? $45 million. They spent a little over $10 million in Wisconsin, but Georgia was the number one state. And you saw how hotly contested Georgia was. $45 million, mainly into 10 election offices.
Yeah, Fulton County, and that's what the Trump people have. Now, if that's a fact, and I believe it is, okay, why didn't Raffensperger and the Georgia Republican authorities flag that all day long?
That's the $60,000 question. Maybe it was because they thought that the CTCL money would not hurt their election chances. And maybe they're part of that faction of the Republican Party that would prefer that Donald Trump was out of the picture so that their hegemony over the party would be supreme. As you know, there are a lot of, not a lot, but there are some powerful Republicans who would prefer that Donald Trump just went away.
Yeah, sure. Are you worried, final question, are you worried that this Zuckerberg thing could influence the election of 2024? Are you worried about that?
I'm very worried about it. And here's why. When you spend that much money in building up a kind of shadow election system in 2020, that money's not just poured down a sinkhole. It's used to create an infrastructure. It's like building a factory. And that infrastructure can be used in subsequent elections to do the exact same thing that it accomplished in 2020. It may not have exactly the same amount of walking around money that the original scheme had. But I based on my analysis of what happened in 2022 in Georgia anyway, that residual infrastructure is still alive and well and working to turn out Democratic ballots in those five states.
All right, doctor, we appreciate it very much. Keep us posted if you find out more specifics. And again, the Trump campaign has all that information now, and they are going to present the information. I told you this, I read it, to the Supreme Court. All right? And so things may happen now, but this is, you're not going to get this kind of reportage anywhere else. This is what's in play. So at least the Supreme Court will learn what the doctor learned, what I learned last night, at least the allegations. Okay? They'll know that. And I think that's an important thing.
You're listening to the No Spin News Weekend Edition.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Joining us now from Miami, not a bad place to be in January, Mark Penn, who's the chairman of the Harvard Harris Poll, which will have some numbers coming out in the middle of this month. We follow that poll. We believe that poll is responsible. Mr. Penn is a Harvard grad and obviously is working with Harvard now. So do you have any thoughts on the brouhaha that has developed in Cambridge?
Well, I think President Gay did the right thing. Her position was really unsustainable at this point between donors, teachers, congressional investigations, and ever mounting allegations of plagiarism that were really written up extensively by the Harvard Crimson at first. And then, you know, more was found. I looked at it. It was pretty convincing, the cut and paste was something that she did frequently, according to if you just look at it. So I think this had to break this way. It'll be interesting to see whether or not the corporate directors, who are mostly, you know, former Obama administration officials, it's really quite interesting how the Harvard Corporation became mostly Obama appointed officials who appoint themselves. And as a Harvard grad, I always thought the overseers that we vote for actually had the power. And so I was kind of shocked to learn that that wasn't the case at all.
No. What about the, most people don't go to Harvard. They can't go to Harvard. They don't care about Harvard. But this whole thing, as I pointed out in my memo today, influences politics in this country, does it not?
Well, look, I do think this is a watershed event here on some big issues that had been brewing. And when I look back at my last poll, you know, I had a very specific question, right? I questioned, do you think, look, everybody in the world heard about this congressional hearing. It's really astounding. And 74% said that presidents who said that calls for genocide on Jews on their campuses are not necessarily a violation of their school code of conduct and harassment policies because it depends on the context, should they resign? 74% said they should resign. In fact, interestingly, everybody agreed, even younger people who agreed. But I think that the you know, what I try to do with the poll is really ask a lot of questions that I don't think are asked everywhere. And I said, look, you know, do you think that identity politics based on race has come to dominate our elite universities? 64% agreed with that. And again, 69% of 18 to 24 year olds. But the real incredible question to me said there's an ideology that white people are oppressors and non-white people of certain groups have been oppressed. And as a result should be favored today at universities and for employment. Do you support this ideology? 35, oppose it 65. But then when I look at 18 to 24, 79% support that ideology.
Yeah, because they don't know anything. I mean, they're not out in the real world. They don't see for themselves what's really happening in the marketplace. They live in a dream world where they get a lot of stuff on the internet from the sites that they favor. Let's talk about the upcoming, because this is what's going to be on BillO'Reilly.com and the No Spin News. We are going to have the best election coverage, and you're one of the smartest guys in this arena. So the Iowa caucus is a lock for Trump, as I said last night, because it's full of MAGA people, and maybe Haley will do a little bit better than expected, but that's the last stand for DeSantis. Am I wrong?
No, I think you're right about that. I think that the first of all, the Iowa caucus is not really been very predictive on the Republican side. When I looked at this a few months ago, it turned out that the New Hampshire primary is really pretty predictive. Winners of the New Hampshire primary often won the Republican nomination. Winners of the Iowa caucus, because it's a much more conservative evangelical group than, right, say, in the 23 states where independent voters are going to be able to vote. And so I think Iowa is really going to be DeSantis's last stand or not. And New Hampshire is really going to be the opportunity for Nikki Haley or not.
Well, and let's get on to that, because my reporting shows that there is an organized movement on the Democratic side to have New Hampshire Democrats vote for Nikki Haley to embarrass Donald Trump. A lot of money going in to make that happen right now as we speak. And I do believe that will happen. And the New Hampshire primary will be closer than most people think. Trump will win, but not by a large margin. Whereupon the anti-Trump media will grab that for at least a week and say Trump's weak, Trump's damaged, bump, 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 bump. But it's not a Republican primary. Anybody can vote for whoever they want, right?
Well, that is right, and especially when there's no Democratic contest.
Nobody right? to go for. So all the hate Trumpers are going to vote for Haley. So I say that the New Hampshire primary doesn't mean anything.
See, I thought, though, the Democrats were going to tell their people to vote for Trump.
No, they fear Trump now. They fear, and that poll I just gave you from The Economist, all right, proves it. They fear Trump because Trump's beating Biden in a number of the swing states. But anyway, I don't think the New Hampshire primary means nothing. But wait till you see what the media does. Now, for you, Mark Pence, what is the most important issue in the campaign? What do you think the most important issue is?
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. and you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, there's no question that the voters are saying the most important issue is inflation and the economy, followed by immigration. And in fact, you know, it's really interesting. International affairs, despite how big it is in the news and how, frankly, it's important to me, only 2% or like there's almost no interest in international affairs.
No, America's people living day to day with that paying for necessities. That's number one. And the border outrage is number two. I can't understand how President Biden can risk his entire legacy with the open border policy. I don't know where he's coming from on that. Do you?
I have been completely puzzled that, in fact, the administration didn't accept some kind of deal to get the funding they want for Ukraine and Israel in exchange for border protections, when he could say, oh, the Republicans dragged me over. But most of the swing voters at this point are saying, you know, immigration's a real issue here.
I know. The Democrats are screaming, and Biden still won't do anything. It is just one of these historical things that I don't know if it'll ever be clarified. Certainly Biden's not going to clarify it. What about the dissatisfaction within the Democratic Party about Biden? We see, and a lot of this is propaganda, I will acknowledge, from the right wing and the Republicans. They're putting out that Hispanics don't like Biden anymore, that blacks are defecting from him, that the Democratic Party doesn't want him. What is true from your perspective?
Yeah, I have been puzzled by why the, let's call it, more Republican-leaning media always tries to pick on Biden and say that the Democrats don't support him. Biden's getting 72% of the primary vote. He's well-liked among Democrats. While obviously his polling isn't good and it's going to be a really tough re-election, the truth is Democrats are more consolidated around Biden than I would say even
Republicans. Well, there's nobody else, though. You consolidate about, there's nobody else. But independents don't like him, Mark, and you know that's the key to the next president. It's the independent vote. They don't like Biden at all.
No, they don't. But the truth is both Biden and Trump are running, let's call them personal favorables, around 40% each, right? If you look in the electorate, maybe Trump is up to 43, 44 in my poll, which is much higher than I've seen it. Biden, as you say, is around, you know, if you look at that poll, I think it's a fair poll. So neither candidate is getting a majority support. But this whole talk about Democrats defecting from Biden, not really seeing that. And as you said, if they were really defecting, you would have had opposition. You didn't have opposition.
No, well, it's a money play. But I think Biden is going to bail for health reasons, and the convention then will nominate someone else. That's my scenario for it. I can't imagine them putting him up again. I just can't, because it's going to get worse for him. Hunter Biden thing's going to get worse for him. his age. He's not making a comeback anytime soon. I mean, you and I are old guys, but we're pretty spry. He's not. All right, Mark Penn, I hope you'll check in with us. I know you're really busy, and I got to tell the audience, I really appreciate you coming on the No Spin News to tell us about it. And when you put out your new poll, hopefully we'll get you back and we'll analyze what you found out, okay?
Thank you. Right now, we'll have a new poll sort of towards the later part of the month, but, you know, public opinion hasn't moved much in months.
No, right? But with the Supreme Court making their ruling and more Hunter Biden stuff coming up, I think you might see a little bit of movement, but who knows? Mark Penn, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Here's a gem from the No Spin News Vault.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Joining us now is former Republican Congressman Peter King. He served our country for 18 years, and he was the House Homeland Security Committee chair from 2011 to 2013. So in these committees, we've seen partisan displays almost every time there's something investigated. Best is Brett Kavanaugh, which was a disgraceful expedition. Do you think that this Afghan stuff is going to be partisan with the Democrats in charge?
It will be partisan, but the four chairmen you're talking about there are among the more normal Democrats, if I could put it that way. It's not going to be, I hope, not similar to the Brett Kavanaugh extravaganza that went on. That was just a disgrace. Thank God it's not Adam Schiff, that he's not involved, or Benny Thompson, the Homeland Security Committee. They'd be much more partisan. But what is important here is I hope the chairman themselves, Jack Reed also, he's a West Point graduate, he's a pretty dedicated guy, that they have some leverage here, or they have some leeway in which way the committees are going to go. It could well be that Chuck Schumer is going to control the Democratic hearings or the Senate hearings, and Nancy Pelosi, the House hearings. And they can do that with pressure. They can just put their foot down and put limitations on how long the hearings are going to go, how many witnesses can be called. And generally, the majority party calls two of the three witnesses or three of the four witnesses, depending on how many panels you have. So you can stack the investigation in a way that it can cover up what's happening. And then in that case, it's really up to the Republicans to do their work. And in the time available to them with their questioning, that they really ask tough questions. And it's not just enough to ask questions that day, like if Blinkley's out there or Secretary Austin, you know, they can filibuster and they can, during a 3-minute or 5-minute question and answer session, they can run out the clock. So it's important to have research done beforehand, have sources in the Defense Department, in the State Department, people who know what's going on in the White House and find out what Joe Biden knew, when he knew it. Did he ever approach this with an open mind? Or did he just come in and tell his people, I want us out of Afghanistan no matter what? Did he ever consider, for instance, maintaining a small base of operations out of Afghanistan? Did he ever consider extending the time? And instead, it appears as if he put pressure on the Afghans to move more quickly and to put a more rosy picture on it that was really happening. So a lot's going to depend on the Republicans and the minority. I think Menendez and Reid will be reasonably fair in the Senate. Greg Meeks, I know him fairly well. They're going to be under pressure. And also Adam Smith, of the four of them, is probably the guy who would be considered most pro-military, if you will, a strong national defense. But it's going to be tough.
I can't imagine the Democrats throwing Biden under the bus, trying to hurt Biden. I just can't imagine it. So even the witnesses that are going to be called, are you telling me that only the Democrats have the power to name the witnesses they want, or do the Republicans? They can call one? Is that what you said?
Generally, the way it's done is if there's going to be four, it depends on how many panels, how many series of witnesses, but usually one third or one quarter of the witnesses can be called by the minority party. I think what the Democrats are going to try to do is obfuscate and create this equivalence between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, and they're also going to go back probably to George W. Bush, and they're going to try and make this just one big confusing situation. And yeah, Joe Biden wasn't perfect, but he made the best of a bad situation. I think that's what they're going to try and say. Not give an outright defense. They're going to say, but the poor guy, he made the best of a terrible situation that he was left.
Now, if you lie before the committees, that's a felony, correct?
Yes, it is, yeah.
All right. So, but you don't have to answer a yes or no question, even if the Republicans do research and do have facts. You can ask a question to, I don't know, Blinken or whoever is there, and Blinken doesn't really have to answer it. It's not like me interviewing you. If you don't answer, I can come in and, you know, browbeat you on the air. They can't do that, right?
Well, they can try, but then their 5 minutes will run out, and then you know, the time will go over to a Democrat who will try to rehabilitate Blinken. So now, generally, a clever witness can run out the clock, and if he doesn't want to give an honest answer, but not necessarily give a dishonest answer, he can put out a confusing message, and he can delay it, use a lot of big words, and then they say, you know, time's expired.
That's bloviating.
There you go.
I don't know whether you saw the interview last night that we did with Senator Lieberman, but it was quite something because he's a very knowledgeable guy, a Democrat, but he knows as much about the world as anyone. And his point of view on Afghanistan is, 180 degrees opposite the president's. But the thing that I asked him was, you know Joe Biden for decades. You served with Biden. You were friendly with Biden. Okay. Is he a diminished man? And Lieberman said, yeah. Do you see that? I mean, you don't know Biden as much because you're in the House, but I think that this is getting to be a crisis as far as his ability to actually do the job as president.
Yeah, let me say two things. First of all, with Joe Biden, you cannot get a more honorable, decent, or straightforward guy with no rancor or malice at all than Joe Biden. He's absolutely probably the best person I met in the whole 28 years I was down in Congress. That's number one.
Are you talking about Biden or are you talking about Lieberman?
I'm sorry, Joe Lieberman.
You said Biden, so...
Joe Lieberman.
I just saved your butt now, Congressman. So you're talking about Joseph Lieberman, not Joe
Lieberman.
Joe Biden. Go ahead.
Joe Lieberman is honest and, in fact, more honest and has more... class and quality than anyone I ever met in Congress. Now, as far as Joe Biden, I didn't know him obviously as well as Joe Lieberman, but I met him a number of times. And yeah, I always felt that even though sometimes he would say some flaky things or whatever, but he was pretty sharp. His eyes were sort of penetrating. He would look at you when he was talking. And now he has that sort of vague look in his eye and he seems to be wandering. And I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychologist, but I definitely think that Joe Biden has slipped. And, you know, the level of it we'll have to look at, but no, he's definitely slipped.
Do you have any information or opinion on who is the real power in the White House right now?
I'm only going on secondhand information. I've heard Susan Rice may have much more impact than she should. And she, of course, will be very close to the Obamas. So maybe you can add up, you know, two and two there and get four. Hopefully it's not two and two, it's five. But I mean, it's I don't think Blinken really is that influential.
No.
So I don't know who it is. I mean, Ron Klink is the chief of staff. Ron Klein. He's a pretty able guy. But I don't know with President Biden. Even like in Afghanistan, I mean, everything he said has been wrong from the beginning. And listen, he could have a policy I can strongly disagree with if he has coherent reasons for it. That's his prerogative as president. I just feel he's just running loose here.
Okay, Congressman, we really appreciate it. Thank you very much for helping us out. And you can hear the Congressman on WABC Radio. I interact with him there sometimes. And very nice of you to help us out, Congressman. We'll talk again.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Right.
Thank you for listening to the No Spin News Weekend Edition.
To watch the full episodes of the No Spin News, visit BillO'Reilly.com and sign up to become a premium or concierge member. That's BillO'Reilly.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.